Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. There have been wild scenes in Sydney's southwest overnight following a live-streamed stabbing at a church in Wakeley. A 15-year-old boy's been arrested after Bishop Marmari Emmanuel and senior priest Isaac Royal were injured along with two other men at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church. Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland says the teenager has injuries to his hand and wasn't known to the congregation.
Upon arrival, police identified the two church parishioners had been stabbed by a 15-year-old male. The other members of the church had then apprehended the young male and held him down until the police arrived. Two members of the church were then conveyed to hospital by ambulance. Police were in the process of removing the young person from the church when it was identified that a large crowd had gathered outside. A decision was made to retain the young person in the church for his safety.
About 100 police were sent to the church area as 2,000 furious locals reacted to the attack and the live stream. Two police officers have been hospitalised, including one with a broken jaw, and police cars have been damaged with bottles, bricks and tree stumps. The Queensland parents of Joel Couchy have emotionally addressed the media outside their home in Toowoomba. The 40-year-old fatally stabbed six people in a Bondi Junction shopping centre before being shot dead by police on Saturday. Mother Michelle Couchy says her son was unwell.
But he obviously was not in his right mind. He somehow had been triggered into a psychosis and he'd lost touch with reality. And it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's difficult for all those poor people that have lost their loved ones.
A former nurse has been found guilty of trying to kill her husband 3 years ago. Perth woman Wendy Sim had been on trial for attempted murder, accused of injecting her 69-year-old husband with insulin during a stay at Joondalup Hospital. He recovered but later died of natural causes. She'll be sentenced in July. Iran has blamed the West for the weekend's attacks on Israel, saying they should appreciate Iran's restraint. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani says the 300 missiles and drones were a limited act of self-defense. Former US President Donald Trump is in court as he faces charges stemming from a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels, the case seeing him become the first former US president to stand trial. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Giants coach Adam Kingsley has provided an update on Sam Taylor after he was knocked out following a nasty collision with St. Jack Steele in last weekend's game. Kingsley's told Fox Footy he was originally quite concerned when he saw the collision, but he was told at half time that Taylor was doing okay.
He actually watched the last quarter in hospital, if you can believe that. So he was accompanied by our player development manager in Dylan Addison and ended up driving home that night from Canberra. Dylan drove him home. So yeah, he's fine now. He's it was a bit scary, but all's well that ends well.
And Mitch Marsh has been flown home from the IPL cricket with a hamstring strain. The Aussie T20 captain will be working to be fit for the World Cup, which is now just 7 weeks away. In entertainment news and a kitchen nightmare for Gordon Ramsay, squatters have taken over a $25 million pub owned by the celebrity chef in the UK. The new occupants say they're setting up an art cafe open to everyone. And a new era for the Beatles. Paul McCartney and John Lennon's sons, James and Sean, have teamed up to co-write a new song called Primrose Hill. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.